This meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is 9:03 a.m. Tuesday, May 1st, 2018, in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Tallarico, Representative Parrish co-chair, Representative Lincoln, and myself, Representative Zelkowski co-chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin today, I would like to thank Lori Rowland, the House Community and Regional Affairs Secretary from Records, and Eileen Keim from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. Today, we will be hearing House Resolution 8, sponsored by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Representative Christ Tompkins will be speaking to this resolution. Representative Christ Tompkins, if you could come forward and put yourself on the record and give us a recap.
Thank you very much, Co-Chair Zelkowski. For the record, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, District 35, rural Southeast Alaska. And this resolution relates to the assets and employees of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and in particular the National Marine Fisheries Service. They spend a lot of money and have a lot of people to study Alaska's fisheries, which of course is really important. That is Alaska's federal fisheries. Especially for those who work in fisheries, it's been a long-running frustration that many of the employees and assets of the National Marine Fisheries Service that study Alaska's fisheries and manage Alaska's fisheries are not in Alaska, they are in Seattle. And I think what particularly distills this in my mind is the Alaska Fisheries Science Center is actually in Seattle and not in Alaska. And our office has been working with the congressional delegation for some time to try to the greatest extent practicable, relocate or maximize the amount of investment that the National Marine Fisheries Service puts in Alaska for its Alaska fisheries management. And this resolution is an outgrowth of those conversations and work with our congressional delegation to make sure that Alaska is properly represented. So it's a pretty straightforward resolution. That's the sort of background and context. Really, the resolution is designed to bolster the efforts of the congressional delegation, partly at their suggestion. And so we wanted to be sure to act on that and try to give them a helping hand.
Are there any questions from the committee? Well done. Thank you, Representative Christ Tompkins. As a matter of form, we will open up the resolution for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? All right, and there is no one online who would like to testify, so I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Are there any points of discussion on the resolution? Representative Tallarico?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I appreciate the resolution very much. I want to thank the sponsor for bringing it forward tonight. It just kind of brings to mind, I wonder, in the fourth whereas, it says the Alaska Fisheries Science Center is located in Seattle, Washington. And it kind of makes you wonder that if there were a Washington Fisheries Science Center that was located in Portland, Oregon, I'm sure there would be a wild and crazy outcry. That just makes absolutely no sense at all. So I really do appreciate this very much, and I think it's quite appropriate. And I do think this will help, and thank you for thinking of the congressional delegation. I hope they have incredible success with this. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Representative Parrish.
Thank you. I'd just like to follow up on Representative Tallarico's remarks again. I'm very glad to see this resolution moving forward, and I do appreciate the work that our congressional delegation has done, and which they apprised us of, and in trying to get Alaska fisheries research in Alaska.
Okay. All right. I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Resolution 8, Work Order 30-LS-1617/A, with attached fiscal notes, from committee with individual recommendations.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, at ease. Okay. Seeing no objections, House Resolution 8 passes from committee. We will, that was all of the items on the agenda today. So we will sign the committee paperwork after we adjourn. The time is 9:08 a.m. and this hearing of Community and Regional Affairs Committee is now adjourned.